91.3 WLRN presents Topical Currents. The incredible body of water which first attracted humans to the Miami area some 2,000 years ago is Biscayne Bay, hence the famed Miami Circle and Brickell Point digs and the early development of Coconut Grove and Miami. Good afternoon, Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman. In minutes, we have word about this weekend's 35th Bonanza Biscayne Bay Cleanup Day. Volunteers are needed at 20 sites to clean debris for Earth Day. And more, Linda Gastenheimer visits with Mark Kelly of Lodge Cast Iron. The natural nonstick and heat retention qualities of cast iron pots and pans have resurged in popularity. We'll have tips on cooking with cast iron and also how to clean and season the implements. That's next after the news. Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman, it's today's Topical Currents, Thursday edition. Well, this Saturday is the 47th anniversary of the first Earth Day. It involved a now very dated hyphenated word, a teach-in. You remember, Bonnie, the ecology?
Well, barely. There's still much to do for our beautiful Biscayne Bay waterways and islands. This Saturday, you can be part of the Bonanza Biscayne Bay Cleanup Day. As a volunteer at one of the 21 locations, of course, there'll be freebies, handouts, music, food, entertainment, environmental activities at Matheson Hammock Park.
We'll learn more now about Bonanza activities from Joy Klein. She's an environmental resource project supervisor at Miami-Dade County's Department of Environmental Resource Management. Welcome to you, Joy Klein.
Thank you for inviting me.
It's good to have you. You know, many people look at Biscayne Bay as this great backdrop to skyscrapers and homes dotting its shores. But if you would just begin with a more meaningful look at the bay and explain its vital significance and importance to our region.
Well, the bay provides a lot of different jobs to our environment. For instance, the fishing and industry, a lot of the diving, and it also creates a lot of the weather that we have. So it's a very beautiful bay to have, and it's very unusual to have such a large, warm, shallow saltwater bay that the freshwater drains into. So we have a lot of different waterways, and it's just a beautiful place, and it helps bring a lot of our tourist dollars in. But a lot of people don't realize the variety of sea life we have here, too. We have turtles and dolphins and a lot of different native whales that are right off our shores.
And what's the role of the Division of Environmental Resources Management in protecting and preserving the ecosystem? I mean, it is an ecosystem.
Well, originally, back in the early days with the Miami River, all the drains from all the streets in the city of Miami used to drain right into the river, and that used to go out into the bay. So any litter, trash, that oil that got onto the streets, the stormwater and the rain water would wash it right off the streets into these drains, and it would dump into the river, which dumped into the bay. And for many years, the water quality just really went down. The Miami River used to be a clear blue water with rapids originally in the 1920s, and Biscayne Bay was like that too. So there was a lot of pollution that was going into the river as well as the bay. And we've worked very hard trying to find these old drains to try to stop them. A lot of people think our storm drains are actually attached to a sewer system, but they aren't. Most of them go either into the ground or into a waterway. So a lot of the trash that ends up on the streets ends up in the bay, and we're really concerned about things, especially like plastic bags. When they float in the water, they look very much like a jellyfish, and that happens to be manatee's favorite food. Uh-huh. So if they ingest that, turtles too love jellyfish, and if they ingest that, it usually kills them. But the little six-pack rings are another classic where wildlife can get their appendages stuck in that. And so we're really concerned about not just the pollution, but the litter and the trash that goes into the rivers that end up into our bay.
So most of the junk comes from land into the bay rather than being tossed off of boats?
It's a combination of both. We're so close to the international limit. A lot of the international ships are allowed to dump their waste.
They're allowed to?
They're allowed to in international waters.
Excrement.
That and also solid waste. A lot of
who regulates that?
It's regulated through the international treaties of the seas and that. And it's really sad because we have a lot of the cruise ships that come in and out of the water.
Well, much of the bay is a national park. How could that be happening, Megan?
Well, part of it is a national park, the southern part. But you right beyond, say, Biscayne National Park is where the national park ends. And then pretty soon you're into, you know, just the Atlantic Ocean. The northern part of the bay, there are lots of it is also an aquatic preserve. But once you get past those boundaries and get out into international water, the rules are very different.
So they can just dump it, and then, of course, it finds its way into the bay.
Quite often, yes. And we find things floating ashore, toilets, other things that are, you're like, how did this get in the water? I mean, you'd expect litter and trash, but some of this, the large debris, makes you really wonder what, how did it get here? Why couldn't they have done something else with it?
Well, you have this big event Saturday. How about volunteering, if people would like to do that? I'm sure we have many of our listeners would like to get out and work.
We have 21 sites all throughout the county, all the way from Holliver Beach and FIU North Campus down to Homestead, Bayfront Park, and Biscayne National Park. Our VIP site this year is Matheson Hammock, which is in the central part of the county. But we have all these different locations that you can go to and help. Right now, our registration's closed, but we still... we'll still take you as a walk-in, so look at the sites. There are different good things about each site. For instance, some sites are very shallow, so they're more appropriate for children. Some are boating sites, so we prefer people to be at least 12 years old or know how to swim, because we take you out onto the islands to pick up some of the trash that has ended up floating there.
Do you still need boats to take people to
islands? Oh, yes, we still need boats. And if there are any boaters out there listening, please, 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 we need you to help ferry volunteers. You don't have to bring the trash back. We have a contractor who will pick up the trash from the islands.
So let's talk about the Bonanza. You clean up, you actually go to these 21 locations and clean up the litter.
Yes.
Give us a day in the life. What's it going to be like? We arrive at 9 o'clock in the morning.
We give you bags, and we assign you to certain groups, and depending who's in your group, if you're adults and you like to get muddy and go off in the mangroves, you can do that. We have other areas that are more beachy. For instance, Crandon Beach and a lot of the beaches on Key Biscayne, where you can walk along the beach and get the trash that's all on the beach and bring that. And so it depends what level you want to do. We have some people who are actually kayaking who will go and kayak into the mangroves and bring the trash out too.
And what do volunteers need to wear, and what do they need to bring?
We want them to wear closed-toed shoes. Flip-flops are no good, especially if you're walking on slippery rocks and on mangrove roots. So we want you to wear comfortable clothes, something you can get muddy and wet. We would like a hat. If you have a reusable water bottle, we would like you to bring that too. We will have water for you, but we encourage...
Maybe some sunscreen.
Sunscreen, yes, and also some insect repellent is also good, depending on where you're at. And if you have gloves, we'd like you to bring gloves too, because everyone has different kinds of gloves that they wear. So some people like rubber gloves.
Everyone has different sensitivities to
gloves.
How much waste would you say you clean up, or how much have you in the past?
Typically, we pick up around 38 tons on this one day.
And how many volunteers are we talking about?
We're talking about between 6,000 and 7,000 at one time. And that's why it has a big impact, is because we're working on all the areas at once. But the sad thing is that we could do this every month like that. So just picking it up one day a year isn't enough. But we hope one of the big things we would like to push with this is Bonanza isn't just the one day. We want to try to encourage people to not litter, to be mindful of what you do with your resources.
What do you do in the way of education? Like, let's just take the plastic. I know that Coral Gables has taken steps to ban plastic bags, or at least some measure of them. which is, you know, a big thing. And I see there's been a lot of resistance to it. I saw some editorials against it. They were going too far, which I thought was funny, because it doesn't seem like they're going far enough, you know.
Right.
So, but what can we do? Where's the education factor? And what do you do for that?
Well, there are different programs. One thing we would really encourage people to do is go to our webpage, is because we have a lot of different information on that. When you think about a plastic bag, it's made from a petroleum product. A lot of people don't recycle them or reuse them, and they end up just going in the trash. And plastic, unless it's a biodegradable plastic, which a lot of bags aren't because they're not as sturdy, they'll just sit there and slowly, if ever, decay or go to a landfill where they won't decay. So we try to encourage people to bring your own bag, bring a reusable bag, especially one that you can wash so you can keep it nice and clean, or use paper bags, because paper bags are a sustainable forestry product. Trees and our forests, these aren't being natural forests being cut down. These are farmed forests, tree forests. So it's a form of agriculture, and it's a very sustainable kind of practice to use the trees for lumber and paper bags.
Would you say that the litter is actually getting worse? I'd like to make some message that things are getting better. What's the state of Biscayne Bay right now?
It's a lot cleaner than it was 20 years ago. But one of the things that really made a big impact on the amount of litter is when we started getting addicted to bottled water. Mm. And that really came into its own right after Hurricane Andrew, when our water lines were down. A lot of people started drinking the bottled water, and then they began to think that the bottled water was better than their tap water. And the problem with that is, if you're living in a municipal area like Miami-Dade County, the county tests your water every day. Who tests the bottled water? Maybe once a year they get tested. And plus, what's the plastic bottle made out of? It's made out of petroleum.
Most of the bottled water is city water anyway.
Exactly. A lot of you're paying for a bottle of the convenience,
sure,
of that. But the worst thing is if you don't recycle it, and they don't recommend reusing the plastic bottles,
right,
because they can leach out of it too. So I strongly recommend people to get a nice reusable bottle.
Like the one you have.
Yeah.
That's a great bottle.
Stainless steel is really good because it won't leach into your water at all.
And we're speaking with Joy Klein, Environmental Resource Project Supervisor at Miami-Dade's Department of Environmental Resource Management. We're talking about Bonanza, which is this Saturday from 9 until noon, mm-hmm, I believe. And what is your website?
It's www.miamidade.gov/environment.
Okay. And we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll take some calls and your email. Stay with us.
And we return. It's today's Topical Currents. Joseph Cooper, Bonnie Berman. We're visiting with Joy Klein. She's an Environmental Resource Project Supervisor at Miami-Dade's Department of Environmental Resource Management. And we are talking about Bonanza. Joy Klein, Bonanza is really the event on Saturday is really the culmination of a couple of months of activities. Highlight some of the other things.
Well, this is Earth Month, and it's unusual that our bay cleanup this year is actually held on Earth Day. So a lot of the different activities that have come, next week is Arbor Day. There have been all sorts of River Day and different activities to help celebrate the environment. And it originally was done in September, was our original Bonanza, when they had the coastal cleanup, but it got postponed one year due to hurricanes. So then we decided, well, why don't we just make it part of our Earth Month? And that's how we started switching. So it's usually the third or fourth Saturday of April.
It's probably a little cooler then.
Yeah. I'm probably not quite so buggy either. So,
if you have a question or comment about this Bonanza and want to speak to Joy Klein, our number is 1-800-743-9576, 1-800-743-9576. Email is radio@wlrn.org. I wanted to ask you about some of these Miami-Dade County Environmental Protection programs that are currently in force, because sure. it seems like there are lots of them. Yeah. So the one of them that interested me a lot is the Beach Nourishment Program. And what I want to ask is, it seems to me that the rate of beach erosion has increased so much that the winds are higher, much more frequent. So what's being done about that, short of dredging the beaches more frequently and adding the sand?
Well, one of the most important components of the beach renourishment is to plant the dune. The dune vegetation, the sea oats, these are native plants that have very fine root system that will hold the sand in place so it won't drift away, or it helps it from preventing it from washing away. Right after Hurricane Andrew, one of the oldest beach dune systems we had planted was on Crandon Beach.
Right, right.
And we had very little impacts to the dune from that. We lost some of the beach, but the dune with the vegetation has really pulled it off. It really held the sand and the plants in place.
So you're doing that at other beaches now?
Yes.
Where
yes.
are you doing that currently?
Right now we're working on Miami Beach, and we're working around 46th Street.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But these islands, the barrier islands, naturally used to drift away. But now that we've built on them, we have to go back and replace the sand that slowly by wave action washes away. But the planting of the native plants is so important. And a lot of people may not realize it. That's why we don't want you walking in the
yes.
dune area. That's because those plants are helping be the buffer to hold your beach together.
And what are other programs that you're doing currently?
We have a couple different Bonanza type programs that affect the bay. One is an artificial reef program. Miami-Dade County has been very active since 1981. We have a lot of artificial reefs. Sometimes there's ships that we sink and other things in deep water that will help increase the nurseries, the corals and that, and also help with the recreational divers and snorkelers. So there's a whole map of inshore and offshore reefs that we put in. We also have a mooring program. We call it Adopt a Moor, where these are the big moors that you can tie your boat up to instead of trying to anchor where you could hurt either the turtle grass beds or corals. And we actually have a sponsorship program. So if you want to sponsor a moor, you can do that. We have different levels of that as well. And we really encourage people to do other things such as tree plantings and help with our native habitats with our Environmentally Endangered Lands Program. We have a lot of preserves all throughout the county, and a lot of them aren't open per se or have nature centers, but this is a way to get in and see that and learn what some of these important habitats are throughout the county.
I see that in late 2000, you developed the county's successful Adopt-a-Tree program, and you now coordinate that still?
Yes, I do. Yeah, we're up to almost 200,000 trees that we've given to homeowners since in the last 17 years. So
that's so important, because this area has had a history of a very small tree canopy.
And it still is. And part of that is because of diseases and hurricanes. And right now, we're really being decimated by laurel wilt disease, which is impacting our avocados, especially in the commercial areas. We've lost thousands of trees so far of commercial groves. So it's really important for homeowners to help with the tree canopy as well.
What is the disease?
It's called laurel wilt. It's a fungus that's spread by a bug, and it was introduced into Georgia about 10 years ago, and it's just run its way all the way down to here, and it kills anything in the bay family, which for us is avocado, but there are some native bays that were really important to wildlife that it's also knocked out. When you take Tamiami Trail and you go over to Naples, take a look around and you'll see lots of brown trees along the way. Those were all the native bay trees that have died from this disease. So it's really having an impact on our wildlife.
We have a caller here, a Miami caller, Sue. She wants to talk about a Sierra Club event. Quickly, Sue, give us the information.
Hi. Thanks so much for letting us give the information about our fabulous Earth Day we've been planning at Ann Kolb Nature Center. It's actually on Sunday. Ann Kolb's in Hollywood. The event's going to be from 10 to 4. So for those people who, after November 9th, are looking for ways to help the environment. We have 13 nonprofits and two profits attending our event, along with several speakers who are absolute experts in their field.
Okay, how about a website and where people can...
Yes, our website is www.sierraclub/Florida.
So Sierra Club Florida will have that.
Florida/Broward.org, or they can just search it on the
right. Okay, thanks for your call.
Thanks. Also, we have many free events: the exhibit hall, free kayaking, some boat rides. Everything's free, so it's family friendly as well.
Okay, very good. Joy Klein, you mentioned that the state of the bay is better the last 20 years or so. How about the water quality in the Miami River right now?
That is one of the reasons why the bay is better quality, is because we've done a lot of cleanup on the river. One of the things with the river is the boating industry, shipping industry is very important. And a lot of times there are some industries that kind of, well, painting boat bottoms and taking the paint off and that, there, the river was really in bad shape.
It's actually the fourth largest port in Florida.
Yeah. Yeah, and unfortunately, years and years of a working river had taken their toll. So what happened is when we went to clean up the river, we had to take out some of the sediment. It was just too polluted to leave in there because we know it's going to end up leaching out slowly into the bay. Also, we fixed a lot of the sewer lines so that we don't have the old rusty sewer lines and the sewage going into the bay. That still does happen occasionally. You know, nature happens. But we've really upgraded the sewer system because there's a pipeline that goes right across the bay into the Virginia Key treatment plant. So that's been greatly upgraded. And we do monitoring every month on different freshwaters, that canals and that drain into the bay and the river. So we do have that quantitative data to show that it is
increasing.
Do you see
much evidence in your studies with sea level rise?
We don't really have to study it because it's pretty obvious. Any king tide, go to the ocean and see. You're seeing... at some of our parks, we're missing our seawalls because you can't tell a seawall from the ocean. It is coming already. So places like Miami Beach are really having to retrofit.
Yes.
Yeah, pumps is one thing, but again, we've had problems with the pumps pumping in polluted water into the bay, so that's not always the solution either.
Storm water is affected also.
Yes, mm-hmm. And they need to have some kind of treatment before they can just dump it in the bay.
You mentioned that most of the litter, or a great percentage of the litter, is from storm drains.
Yeah.
And you said because here they go not into, you know, people imagine they go into some major sewer line, but they don't. They go right into the bay. What is it like in most cities? Is this unusual that this would have been built so that it goes right into the bay?
Well, what we've been trying to do with our stormwater management is make it so it doesn't go into the bay. It can go into it like a settling pond. And we put a lot of structures. It's called a oil-water separator in these, which kind of cleans the petroleum out. And then those get cleaned periodically. A big problem is with our people who do landscaping and use the blowers.
Yes.
And blow a lot of the debris in the street, and they blow it into the drains. And that kind of clogs up the drains as well. So then when it floods, we have a heavy rain, that the drains can't function properly. A problem with that, too, is there aren't very many places that have, you know, the kind of rainfall that we do, the amount of... inches of rain.
So low lying.
Yes, yes.
Well, we want to thank you, and we wish you good luck. Saturday is Baynanza. Starts at 9 to 12. You can get out there and pick up some litter. The main host site is Matheson Hammock, which is on 9610 Old Cutler Road. And that, I guess, you're going to meet at after the festivities?
Yes, so we have lots of activities
there. Festivities are there. Yeah. Okay. And the website is www, and you need it in this case, miamidade.gov/environment/baynanza.asp. But I guess if you go to miamidade.gov/environment, you can find
Yeah, you'll
it.
See it on a drop-down menu.
You
yeah.
can also call 311
yes.
for more information.
Yes.
Okay, well, Joy Klein, she's worked for Miami-Dade County's Division of Environmental Resource Management for the last 3 decades, and she is their Environmental Resource Project Supervisor right now. We thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for inviting me.
Our pleasure.